Festival Learner, Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, Clark, date of birth, 8. What's the date of birth? Hold on a minute. Darn it, I thought I had it up here. Stupid. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. One second. So Dolores Clark is so she was born 8/4/46. This is a 76-year-old woman recently. Date this for 8/27. Recently hospitalized with angina. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease. Has had four heart attacks in the past and has had stents in the right and left side of the heart. This time she was admitted because of angina. She did not have any evidence of acute MI. Patient stents were reevaluated and patient's medical therapy was maximized before discharge. Perigraph, she also suffers from Parkinsonism, COPD, coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, and dementia. Period. And perigraph, she has become homebound, wheelchair bound because of her Parkinsonism, her tremors, and has lost weight because of decreased appetite, difficulty swallowing, and aspiration syndrome. Period. Social, she's been married 53 years. She used to manage financial program for Harris County College District, worked for HISD. She has one child and has been married 53 years. She quit smoking 30 years ago. She's never been a heavy drinker, period. Surgery, she's had breast cancer and has had bilateral mastectomies in the past, period. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. Review of system, patient is in pain, patient is very weak, decreased weight, decreased appetite, ADL dependency, IADL dependency, patient is in pain, patient is having chest pain, angina, shortness of breath with activity because of coronary artery disease, she has bowel and bladder incontinence most of the time, and she has hallucinations secondary to end-stage Parkinsonism, period. The paragraph, patient is also confused and agitated and sleeps about 8 to 10 hours a day. Period. Patient has been admitted to hospice because of end-stage heart failure. Patient is a candidate for hospice because of her end-stage Parkinsonism at this time. Let's see. Allergy. C list that has been provided. An exam, 160 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, epigraph, heart positive, home positive 2, with a 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur, lungs, few ronchi, and rales, especially on both bases, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rest. Patient does have muscle wasting of the lower extremity and neurological positive tremors, positive chronic aspiration, and noted with Parkinson's, facies, and gait changes related to her disease. Assessment number one, end-stage Parkinsonism. Here we have a 76-year-old woman with Parkinsonism, end-stage COPD, coronary artery disease, status post-stent placement, recent hospitalization because of angina, chest pain, shortness of breath, diabetes, hypertension, dementia, and breast cancer. Has had both her breasts removed in the past, period. Patient is also found to be agitated, confused, sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day, MAC of 21 centimeter, MAKPS of 40%, period. And if that patient is short of breath, bowel and bladder incontinence, has chronic aspirations and tremors related to her Parkinsonism, period. Patient also has decreased weight, decreased appetite, and total ADL dependency, which makes a better case for her end-stage Parkinsonism and hospice diagnosis, period. New paragraph, next number, COPD, next number, coronary artery disease, next number, diabetes, next number, hypertension, next number, dementia, next number, homebound, next number, wheelchair-bound, next number, progression of her Parkinsonism now, causing worsening symptoms as been described above. Next number, patient is hospice appropriate. Next number, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. This is on Dolores Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Thank you.